1 Samuel chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines assembled their battalions for battle, to fight against Israel. And Achish said to David, "You will be well aware that you will be going out with me in the battalion, you and your men." And David said to Achish, "Yes, for you are aware of what your servant will do." And Achish said to David, "That is why I will make you my bodyguard permanently." Now Samuel was dead, and the whole of Israel mourned for him, and they buried him in Ramah, so in his own city. Now Saul had removed the necromancers and the wizards from the land. And the Philistines assembled and came and encamped at Shunem, while Saul assembled the whole of Israel, and they encamped at Gilboa. And Saul saw the Philistines' camp, and he became afraid, and his heart trembled a lot. So Saul inquired of the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him, either in dreams, or by the Urim, or by the prophets. And Saul said to his servants, "Find me a woman necromancer, and I will go to her, and I will inquire of her." Then his servant said to him, "There is a woman necromancer in Ein Dor." So Saul disguised himself, and he put other clothes on, and he set off, he and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, "Divine for me by necromancy, please, and bring up for me him whom I say to you." And the woman said to him, "Look, you know what Saul did when he cut the necromancers and the wizards off from the land. So why are you laying a snare to my life, to have me killed?" Then Saul swore to her by the Lord and said, "As the Lord lives, no incrimination will be made against you in this matter." And the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up for you?" And he said, "Bring Samuel up for me." Then when the woman saw Samuel, she shouted in a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul and said, "Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul." And the king said to her, "Don't be afraid, but what did you see?" And the woman said to Saul, "I saw gods ascending from the earth." And he said to her, "What was its form?" And she said, "An old man came up, and he was enveloped in a robe." And Saul knew that it was Samuel, and he bowed face down to the ground and prostrated himself. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you stirred me up to make me come up?" And Saul said, "I am very much in a strait, for the Philistines are fighting me, and God has departed from me, and he no longer answers me, either by the intermediacy of the prophets or in dreams. So I called you up to inform me about what I should do." Then Samuel said, "But why should you ask me when the Lord has departed from you, and he has become your enemy?" And the Lord did for his part as he had said through my intermediacy, and the Lord tore the kingdom from your hand and gave it to your compatriot David. As you did not obey the voice of the Lord, and you did not execute the fury of his anger on Amalek, the Lord has done this thing to you this day. And the Lord has also delivered Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. And the Lord will also deliver Israel's camp into the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul quickly fell down at full length to the ground, and he was very afraid at Samuel's words. Moreover, there was no strength in him, for he had not eaten bread all day and all night. And the woman came up to Saul, and she saw that he was very alarmed, and she said to him, "Look, your maidservant has obeyed you, and I put my life in my hand, and I heeded your words which you spoke to me. So now, please will you comply with your maidservant, and I will place before you a piece of bread, and eat so you have strength when you go on your way." But he refused and said, "I will not eat." But his servants and also the woman urged him, and he complied with them, and got up from the ground and sat on the couch. Now the woman had a fatted calf at the house, and she went quickly and sacrificed it, and she took flour and kneaded it, and baked it into unleavened bread. And she served it to Saul and his servants, and they ate, and they arose, then departed on that night.